listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic and Nathan with you on a football Thursday, closing this one out. And you dial us up. Many of you do throughout the show, 216-578-0850. Let's see if we still have, is it Pete in Cleveland with us? Pete? Hey, Pete.
What's up, Pete?
Pete. Pete, you got to turn your radio down, bro. Yeah, he's still waiting.
It's going to catch up to him.
Pete, he'll catch you up in about 20 minutes. Pete, you there?
All right, let's try. All right, Dave, in Arizona.
Dave, you got your radio down, I know.
What's up, Dave?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, I love CBD. No
Thank
doubt
you.
About it.
We love having you with us.
Radio. Hey, everybody seemed to be kind of beating around the bush about it, and you guys just hit it when you guys were talking with Gerard. I know our defense has been lacking, and if it gets better, what's going to happen next year? Same thing that we always go through with quarterbacks. We're going to have a new defensive coordinator, right? What do we do about that?
Well, hopefully there will be somebody here that can continue what Ray Horton has built, and I think there are certainly some candidates on that defensive staff that would be able to do it.
Or you find one.
Or you find one.
There can be another, quote, hot coordinator candidate out there. There seems to always be one.
Yes.
There seems to be that guy available who hasn't hit stride. And in the case of Horton, it was interesting. The circumstance was almost a perfect storm because he basically went from coordinator in Arizona because of a head coaching change, hoping that he was going to be the head coach there. He hoped to be the head coach here in any other place he was interviewed. Buffalo interviewed him as well. And the Browns happened to be able to offer him the top money for the coordinator position, so he got a pay raise, kept the same title, but he did leave that other team, and knows that this is a stepping stone to his next job. I know it creates a worry, but honestly, that's the least of the concerns. This defense hopefully is that good by the end of the year. Nine games is a long way to see where this defense is at the end of the year, so that every team that needs a head coach or any team is knocking on his door. God bless him. I also say this, consider this. Jimmy Haslam and his checkbook will get involved. Jimmy Haslam and the checkbook may walk into this conversation and say, hey, Ray, we know somebody else wants to make you a head coach. Check this check out to stay here as coordinator.
I like
the
idea.
Assistant head coach coordinator. You could do a lot of creative things. I've seen it done in the state.
I'd like to see his checkbook walk into the room. And
it does.
I'd like to see that.
It has its own car, and it parks sometimes in any lot, in any spot it wants to, including mine, and then you see the checkbook get out.
Yeah.
And it carries a briefcase, and it walks
it
up
It should
the
be
stairs.
Driven by Liberty Ford, if
sure.
it's not
well, of
already.
Of course it is. Jimmy's Duh. Driven by Liberty Ford. Everybody's driven by Liberty Ford.
That's right.
So that's that. Tweets.
Tweeted.
Tweets, Dave.
Tweets. Yeah. You can always tweet us at Browns_daily. From Alex Lozano. This is a good way to start. Good listening, you mahonkers.
Yes. Mahonkers is taking over. Hashtag mahonker.
Mahonker line in a tweet. I'm all good with that.
He's now my favorite listener.
Tweet of the day.
From Simon Parkinson, at Browns UK Simon. Browns D needs to get that attitude back they had in the first 5 weeks and sack the QB.
I agree. And some of that attitude and that swagger, which is what we saw and what sticks out vividly to me, was Phil Taylor saying, you're not running on fourth down on us against Cincinnati. And that was the last game of the swagger and that kind of physicality that we've seen.
And where did it start? It started with the run defense.
Right.
I mean when you shut that down, then we see it all just flood from there. And when we didn't see that in Green Bay, when Eddie Lacy had at least the modicum of success, something above average, not great, but enough to keep the pass rush honest. And that was the key. You want the pass rush to be on its own. You want it to be dishonest to the offense and start rolling. And I talked with Jabal Sheard yesterday about that very topic. He said, yeah, he felt it, a little bit of that rust in that first game, coming back from that knee injury, missed three games. But he feels like he's getting back in sync. And again, I think for his sake, this is a big opportunity against the Kansas City Chiefs to do something special. Someone's got to pull that ball out of Jamal Charles' hand, whether it's Phil Taylor, Jabal Sheard, Paul Kruger. I'm predicting one of those three guys, Barkevious Mingo. Somebody comes in and pops that ball loose.
And that's what they got to do. And he has an opportunity to share, be on the field with two guys who are playing outside linebacker in the 3-4 as well as anybody in the league right now in Houston and Haile, and say, listen, I'm of this level as well, and I believe that Jabal Sheard is. I think it is a big statement game for him, for this defense in general.
Take the fight to
Jamal Charles and say, Alex Smith, beat me. Go try it.
Take the attention away from the Holly-Houston combination.
That's
Sorry,
right.
I bit the microphone. All right. Well, you said it earlier. We're going to have following this show, it's going to be Hooley and Gerard. But we want to thank on this particular show Doug Deacon and Jim Donovan for stopping by. Jameer Howerton, Marquise Gray for being part of it. They were, so good stuff on the show. Want to thank our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatelli. Want to thank Megan Rock for her contributions as well. Again, stay tuned for Hooley and Gerard. We'll be with you tomorrow. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Big matchup preview because here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
Hoof, hoof.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.